Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
With the snow coming down, I feel like we all can use a little reminder that this week has not just been full of snow, it's been full of good things as well. What's the best thing someone said to you this week? We always end the show on Fridays, reminding ourselves of just like the one little gesture, maybe or sometimes big, of what the best thing someone said to us this week. If you want to share yours, you can at 314-531-9898. Hannah, what's the best thing someone said to you?
So I actually got a DM from a listener named Heather, and she says, I know you don't know me, but you and the Brett Megas show helped me through a hard season. Not going to get into it now, but just hearing you guys in the morning, laughing along with you guys was exactly what this mama needed.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's so cool.
That was so sweet.
I really do believe in the power of radio, that it can help you laugh and make you escape and be there with you at those times. And then sometimes you forget, like, it does it really do that? And then you get those text messages or DMs from people like Heather, and you're like, it does. This is what we're here for. We're all here to be part of your family.
Yeah, that is, like, the purpose of us doing this show, is to be there with you guys and experience life with you guys and, you know, be someone that you guys can lean on. We lean on you guys. And it was just, I loved getting that message. Thank you so much, Heather.
Give Heather the big heart.
That's awesome.
Kevin, what's the best thing someone said to you this week?
Well, aside from you guys being kind enough to understand that my commute was going to be terrible on Tuesday because of the weather and because of things like that, which I greatly appreciate you understanding that, the fact that we exchanged a text that said Notre Dame is going to the National College Football Championship.
It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
I'm in shock. This is a team. My wife went to Notre Dame. I know your family has deep roots in Notre Dame, Kevin. They always lose the big game.
They do.
They're overhyped usually. This season, I feel like they're underhyped. They were underranking them, underrating them, and all of a sudden they're playing in the first ever college football national championship.
That's
Go Irish.
Go Irish. That's awesome.
Fighting Irish.
Look at you.
Yeah.
AB, what's the best thing someone said to you this week?
I think mine is, so I was in Atlanta for the past couple days, and so I missed the whole snowstorm. Like, I left the day before it started, and I got back the day after it kind of ended.
She was sending pictures of warm weather in the South.
Yeah. But I got a text from my mom the other day saying, hey, I went to your apartment. I dug your car, because it was just in the parking lot getting snowed on for days. I dug your car out of this snow hole, and I put it in the garage for you and filled it up with gas.
Oh,
and I was
awesome.
Like, wow.
That
awesome.
Is the sweetest
is awesome.
Thing.
Mom never stops being mom, even when you're all growing up.
I thought I was going to get in on Wednesday night and have to be out there, like, digging it out. And I almost had Brett drive me the next day.
You were stressed about it for days.
Yeah.
Sharon's a beast.
I know.
Sharon gets the heart for sure.
Right.
For me, I didn't really know what to expect for. We took like 2 weeks off for Christmas and the holidays. And man, I really got to soak in the family time and my time with my kids. And my son, like, really loves that I get, because he's like an early riser like me. Mom and sister hate waking up in the morning. So I think he just loved these last 2 weeks. And I think it was really hard for him to have me go back to work early in the morning. And he just said, Dad, I love you forever and I'm going to miss you in the morning.
Aww.
And like, him just being able to communicate that to me and us being able to share those like last 2 weeks and sharing those moments means the world to me. And that was kind of cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was so simple, but so sweet.
So
and
sweet.
Heartfelt.
Yep. It could be something like that. So simple, or something such a big gesture like digging your car out of snow in this crappy weather. Think back on your week when you're exhausted on a Friday and say, what's the best thing someone said to you this week?